people who feel that to have a fulfilling meal, you have to have meat. People like this lady.
Hey, where's the meat?
Well, there's a new newsletter that could change their minds. Today is the debut of a new venture from the New York Times cooking section called The Veggie, a weekly newsletter featuring recipes and advice for vegetarian cooking. No beef, but plenty of vegetable-forward content curated by the Times California restaurant critic and columnist Tejal Rao. And she joins us now alongside with chef, food stylist, and Times cooking writer Yawande Komolafe. Yawande, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And Tejal, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have a question about vegetarian recipes? Maybe you make a great veggie forward dish recently and you want to share. Is something holding you back from becoming a vegetarian or at least becoming vegetarian curious? Give us a call, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. You can always tweet to us or send us a message on Instagram, same handle for both, at @allofitwnyc. So, Tejal, you know, the New York Times cooking often features vegetarian dishes, crispy tofu, crunchy tacos. So what inspired you to create a newsletter specifically dedicated to vegetarian cooking?
There's so many reasons. One right now is that as a home cook, you know, I cook a couple of times a week at home, and more, I'm just really interested in vegetarian food, or mostly vegetarian food. You know, we talk about vegetarianism like it's some kind of binary. You know, you have to make this lifelong commitment. You're a carnivore or you're a vegan. And I just think that sort of ignores the way so many of us really eat, which is not strictly one way or another. And I love the idea of introducing more Times readers to this way of eating, you know, just not, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Vegetarian food can just be a part of your daily life, you know, whether or not you're vegetarian, because it's delicious.
You said you do want to introduce more New York Times reader. I mean, who are you really trying to reach with the newsletter? Do you have someone in mind when you're thinking about it?
I'm not writing to a specific person, but I'm thinking, you know, I know people who are eating vegetarian food for ethical reasons or to undo damage to the environment for health reasons. And those people who already are looking for vegetarian food, I hope that they can, you know, enjoy the veggie and use it as a resource. But I also hope that people who don't know they want vegetarian food yet can be persuaded that they do. You know, that people who maybe don't think they love vegetarian cooking can just feel invited into this space, because the recipes are just so delicious and beautiful and satisfying.
Well, let's talk about in this inaugural edition. What are some of the recipes? And tell us a little bit. I'm sure you put a lot of thought into what would be the first recipes that people would find in their inbox. Tell us a little bit about the decision, the choices you made, and one you particularly want people to pay attention to today.
Yeah, I picked three recipes that have become really important to me, because they're not necessarily special occasion recipes. They're just kind of, I cooked them once or twice and then they became part of my repertoire. One of them is a kale sauce pasta, where you take a bunch of, dripping hot boiled greens, like kale, or you could use chard, you could use other kinds of greens, and you put it in a very powerful blender with some fried garlic and olive oil and grated cheese, and it becomes this really silky, almost creamy textured pasta sauce. And I really love it. It's very versatile. Another one is a sheet pan bibimbap recipe from my colleague Eric Kim, who makes it's really quite genius. You roast a bunch of different vegetables on a sheet pan, and then when the vegetables are kind of caramelized and brown, you pull them out, you dress them, and you also bake eggs and rice, and you pile all those vegetables on top and have it with a side of kimchi. And I want Yawande to talk about the other recipe, because it is in fact hers. Crispy tofu with cashews is one of my favorites.
You want to jump in there. Crispy tofu with cashews. I need to hear more.
Of course, of course. So I think when I develop recipes, I'm always
looking for balance and flavor. Tofu is one of those ingredients that really allows you to play with both texturally and flavor-wise. It really does absorb whatever flavors you put on it. And so I made this creamy coconut sauce. I toasted off the tofu a little bit and broke them up. And I think it's really important not to cut the tofu with a knife beforehand, because you really do want those craggly edges to absorb all the sauce that the tofu gets cooked in. And I love the vegetable component to it, because I'm always, again, looking for balance. I wanted like a crunchy, fresh vegetable. So there's like a snap pea and mint salad that you sear off in the same pan, but serve with the tofu over rice or however you want to eat it.
We are taking
it's such
call.
A smart technique. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, please continue.
it's such a smart technique, because you don't have to wash up an extra pan. It's just kind of this whole second element on your plate gets cooked as you're going. It's one of those dishes that once you cook through it, you kind of will make again. And maybe, you know, instead of using snap peas, you might use broccoli or asparagus or something else. It's very smart. I love it.
In honor of the inaugural edition of The Veggie, the New York Times new vegetarian newsletter, or Veggie Forward newsletter from New York Times Cooking, we are taking your calls. Let's talk to Allison, who's in Nassau County on line 4. Hi, Allison. Thanks for calling All of It. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm really excited about the newsletter. I've already signed up. I do have a question. I'm going to be cooking for one, and I tend to like to make a big batch and then freeze portions. Can you suggest some veggie-forward dishes that are well-suited for that?
Excellent question. I'm going to give you that to you, Tejal. Tejal.
There's so many things that work really well for that. I'm thinking of, there's a slow-cooked a tomato confit recipe, and I can't remember exactly what it's called on the cooking site. But anyway, you take a whole bunch of, cherry tomatoes, and you cook them at a low temperature, so a lot of the extra moisture evaporates, and they kind of collapse onto each other and get a little bit sweet. And that's the kind of thing you can make a big batch of, like 2 sheet pans in the oven, and then you can freeze some and you can take it out to dress pasta or to, to put in a salad, to put as a layer in a sandwich with cheese or sprouts. It's very versatile. That is the first thing that came to mind for me. But I know cooking for one is sort of, it's interesting because you have to be strategic.
Let's go to Cecilia on line 1 from Highland Park, New Jersey, who wants to share a recipe.
Hey, hi. Allison, long time, first time. I'm so thrilled to be on. So what I wanted to share is spicy pumpkin soup, which decades ago, I was not a spicy food person. That has since changed. I went to this progressive dinner, and at one of the houses, they had spicy pumpkin soup. I think they called it zesty pumpkin soup. So it has coriander, curry powder, and hot red pepper flakes in it. I was kind of, my nose was stuffed up, and I noticed that when I ate this, it really opened up my nose. It was amazing. So,
yeah. I like that, because it's a win-win. It tastes delicious and it helps you feel better, Cecilia.
Exactly. And the recipe, so I asked for the recipe, and the original recipe uses chicken broth, but I've since made it many, many different ways. I've roasted my own vegetables and made vegetable broth. I've gotten canned vegetable broth. The original recipe only used one clove of garlic, and I'm like, nah, that doesn't work.
Cecilia, thank you so much for calling in. My guests are Tejal Rao and Yowande Kumalafe, where you're talking about The Veggie, the New York Times Cooking new newsletter, which is out today. If you have questions about vegetarian cooking, or you'd like to share a recipe and a good story like Cecilia's, our number is 646- 435-7280, 646-435-7280. You can also tweet to us or send us a message on Instagram. Same handle for both, at @AllOfItWNYC. I want to share something that's sort of funny with you, Tejal. So, you know, we get callers call in, and we just literally had somebody call up and just say, Whopper, Impossible Whopper, over and over again. Just kept saying it. No name, nothing else.
Wow.
Which is sort of interesting. I where do you stand on the meat substitutes? Will that be something that you'll include in your newsletter?
It's not, I have to say it's not something I want to focus on, because I think that a lot of those kind of alternative meats they're easy to just substitute into meat recipes. That's not something that readers necessarily need to be guided to. I'm much more excited by the idea of sharing excellent vegetable cooking and showing people how to use these ingredients that are already really accessible and around, rather than the sort of tech meats.
You know, I want to circle back to you and your tofu, because as Tejal was saying, you have this really great technique for cooking tofu. I'm curious, for people who are already pros with tofu, we have a lot, obviously, people who are vegetarian who are listening, who are like, I've dealt with tofu before. I've done with tofu before. What is a challenging dish? A challenging tofu dish?
Gosh, I haven't really thought of an ingredient as a challenge in that sense. I think what I really strive to do is let the ingredient shine and not try to mask it up. Uh-huh. And so if I'm cooking with tofu, like, I really want the best qualities of whatever ingredient I'm cooking with to shine. So as far as a challenge, I mean, maybe an allergy would be a challenge, uh-huh. but besides that, I can't quite think of any challenges cooking with tofu, because I think that it all really depends on your approach and the way you decide to approach it.
Well, let me flip it around then. Let's say you have never cooked with tofu before. Where's a good place to start? Or good advice you can give somebody?
I think there's several recipes on the site that would be great for beginners. There's several recipes that I'm thinking right now of Hedy McKinnon's tofu recipe, which is like a soft tofu with a relish on top. And that's really simple and approachable, I think, for most people who've never really had tofu before and really want to experience it. I think that the tofu with peanut sauce is another easy one. You're really coating it in a sauce that's really delicious and tasty. But I think that sometimes part of what I'm looking for in a tofu dish is some crispiness, because of the texture of the tofu. It's so soft. And so I'm looking for that extra component that might either add some texture to it, or like another ingredient that would help with texture. And so cooking with tofu, like, I think that searing it off is usually the way to go, especially if you're dealing with like a medium or hard tofu. I think searing it off and getting it really crispy and crunchy on the outside is really the way to go, or roasting it. But challenge-wise, I think tofu is like a really great and easy place to start if you're interested in vegetarian cooking.
We have Kelly on line 4 from Brooklyn, who wants to share one of her tofu techniques. Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, thanks. I'm not a her.
Oh.
That's a common mistake. But no problem.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Our screeners usually let us know. Sorry about that, Kelly.
Oh, that's all right. My comment was for, you know, I don't know if you guys have done, like, the double freeze method of tofu preparation, but it's when you take, you know, like a firm or extra firm tofu block and you put it in the freezer, let it freeze solid, then you take it out and thaw it completely, then you put it back in the freezer, and then you take it out and thaw it again. It all the water, like, gets breaks apart the tofu from the inside, so it gives it more of a rough organic feel to it. And it's also when you press it down and get all the moisture out of it, it really gives it more of a meaty texture and less of a tofu taste.
Kelly?
That's so interesting. I've heard of people using that technique to make sort of like fried tofu nuggets, mm-hmm. So that they're really, you know, so that they're really chicken nugget-like. But I haven't tried that technique myself. Yawande, have you?
I haven't tried it, but I have seen in some of the comments that it also makes it really crispy. There's something about how the freezer lets all the water out of the tofu when it defrosts, and so it's a much drier product or much, much drier ingredient that you're starting out with.
Kelly, thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Julie on line three calling in. Oh, we lost Julie. Okay, let's go to, oh, this is a great comment from Twitter. I made white bean dip for a barbecue last weekend. Big hit and took 5 minutes. Throw a can of white beans, some fresh rosemary, a garlic clove, pinch of salt, tablespoon of olive oil, and a food processor until creamy, delish. As a lifelong vegetarian, I love this New York Times newsletter. There you go. Thanks for shouting us out on Twitter. If anybody wants to get in on this conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. If you have a question about vegetarian cooking, or maybe you make a great veggie dish that you want to share with the class, we'd love to hear. My guests are Tejula Rao and Yawande Komolafe from the New York Times. The Veggie is the brand new New York Times food newsletter. Tejula, I want to ask you about, you know, it's interesting that you said you'd heard people use that technique to get sort of chicken nugget-like consistency. Is there a meal that you can make or a recipe you can think of for someone who really kind of is a carnivore and really likes the mouthfeel and really likes their meat but is interested in having a vegetarian dish but really wants to feel satisfied?
I mean, I think if that's your starting point, then maybe it is a good idea to try some of the, vegan meats, which have a really rich history. You know, if you look at Vietnamese vegan restaurants or Chinese vegan restaurants, there'll be familiar dishes that are made with this gluten texture that is a little bit chewy or stretchy like meat. And that might be, a sort of warm, friendly place for someone who really loves meat to be introduced to vegetarian food, because there will be vegetables that are part of those like classic dishes. But I don't know. I think people who think of themselves as hardcore carnivores, I don't want to, I don't want to force anyone to eat their vegetables. I just sort of want to persuade them that there's some really tasty stuff over here.
Let's go to Amy on line two. Hi, Amy. Thanks for calling on.
Hi. Hi. Yes, I have two dishes that kind of go together every night. I eat them. They're so good.
Tell us more.
Okay, so you saute zucchini spaghetti with masala sauce, spicy masala sauce. That's an Indian sauce. And I put sugar afterwards. And you just saute that till it's done. And then I steam colored carrots and organic green beans and broccoli frozen. I put it in a dish, and I put olive oil, adobo, and red pepper flakes.
Ooh.
And mix that up, and it is absolutely unbelievably delicious. And then I have a half an avocado with that.
Ooh, sounds like good eats at your house. Thank you so much for calling in. Joe has a question for us, and I believe Joe is on line four calling in from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. What's your question?
My question is, good afternoon, ladies. What does a good vegetarian breakfast look like?
Oh, there's so many answers to that. I would love miso soup for breakfast, or fried rice noodles with that. Like, I like a good savory breakfast. That's very much my thing. Or like polenta with a poached egg and some greens. I'm not much of a sweet breakfast person.
Yawande, how about for you?
I think plantains make a good vegetarian breakfast. There's a recipe that just went up with, it's plantains cooked in like a jammy tomato sauce with eggs. And I think that's such a filling breakfast. Plantains are really starchy, so it's pretty filling. And anything with avocados, really.
Before I let you ladies go, it's so hot. It's going to be so hot. Do you have a favorite vegetarian dish for a hot summer day like today, Tijo?
Oh, I love, well, so I'm in Los Angeles and tomatoes and peaches are so good right now. I would love like a big tomato and peach salad with like a big chunk of grilled bread and a glass of wine.
How about for you, Yawande?
I'm thinking a cold tapioca soup with some poached fruit with maybe like a coconut milk dressing. But yeah, something cool and refreshing.
Sounds amazing. My guests have been Yawande Kamalafe and Tejo Rao. We've been talking about the new New York Times newsletter, The Veggie from New York Times Cooking. You can sign up today. Congratulations on your launch.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having
us. Thank you.